You are listening to the Girl Boss Chat Series podcast. I'm your host, Kylie Richardson. Just to give you a little bit of a backstory on who I am a life coach for female entrepreneurs, and I also am the founder of the Business Builders Community, which is based in New Zealand. Whilst I now call Christchurch, New Zealand home, I am originally from Australia and made the move over the ditch about 12 years ago now. I'm super passionate about the Girl Boss community and surrounding myself with like-minded women, and I realized that there was an opportunity to create a platform to share stories of other women in business, to inspire and to motivate and to help build a really supportive community of girl bosses in New Zealand. Hence the creation of this podcast. I really hope that you get as much value out of this as I have from creating it. And I would absolutely love any of your feedback with regards to the podcast. I want this to be a platform that you love listening to. I want to be delivering interviews and content that you want to hear. So please definitely get in touch. Without further ado, let's jump in. Hi, Helen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Great, thank you. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with me today. I absolutely love our chat, so I'm sure that our listeners will as well.
Totally my pleasure. I'm looking forward to it.
Amazing. So obviously I know who you are, but would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners of the podcast, who you are and what you do and a little bit about you?
Yeah, all the good stuff. I'm Helen of Helen Shan India, so that's my name. Funnily enough, got into yoga, and it just seems as though the name went well with it somehow.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm a yoga teacher and a wellness coach, and I help ladies that feel the stress a lot and help them to calm down using yoga, essentially. So I've got a wee studio here at my house, and I've just set up a live yoga service with a private Facebook group, which has been very exciting. I'm from Nottingham in the UK. I moved to Christchurch 4 years ago, and I'm loving it here. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit of paradise, but in a normal way.
Yeah. It is a very, very beautiful place to live.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. It is.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about how your business came about.
Well, I started yoga about seven or eight years ago now, mainly because I wanted to get fitter. I hadn't realized how good yoga is for everything else. But I started off by practicing yoga just because, I wanted to get my fitness up. I didn't love running. I didn't love the gym. And I used to dance. And so it felt like the best option for me to try. And I started up with a yoga video on YouTube by a teacher called Tara Stiles, and essentially fell in love there and then on the spot. I realized how great it felt as soon as I'd actually finished the session. And so it kind of became part of my daily routine. I do about 10 minutes in the morning, mainly to see what I could do, because I found that I could do a handstand or a headstand, or I could do all these fun things. And whilst they were really difficult, it was the challenge that helped me to kind of feel satisfied with it. And so that kept going. And I've also struggled with anxiety for pretty much all my life, with friends, at my job, uni, just everything up until the time when I started practicing yoga. And I found that yoga really helped to calm me down. It helped me just to have a bit more clarity, helped me to understand what was going on in my head a whole lot more. And so it really just grew from that, essentially. I then, after practicing lots and loving it, my friend said that she was going over to Thailand to do yoga teacher training, and everything kind of fell into place from then. So I went over as well, and it was really bloody hard, but it was fabulous. And then as soon as I got back in the UK, my brother's friend opened a gym and needed a teacher. So I started teaching there, and then I started teaching at all different gyms and studios around Nottingham in the UK, and loved it. And I just found it was so flexible, didn't feel like work. Whilst it was hard work physically, I always felt good after it. And moved over to New Zealand and taught in Wellington as well. I did personal training up there as well as teaching, and then moved down here, really, and got a job in sales to begin with, realized how stressful that was, loved it, but found out, it's a really, it harbored a lot of stress in that environment. And so I started up my own studio. I've been teaching all around Christchurch and for studios for other people. I thought, why not do it myself? You know, there's no reason not to. Terrifying, but why not?
And so, definitely. Cool. And when was that? So when did you get into business for yourself?
So I've kind of always been self-employed in the sales job with personal training and yoga teaching. So that it was always for other people. So it wasn't that scary. Yeah. And then it was last January when I set up the business for myself. And so I started coaching first, then got the studio ready in April last year. That's been going steadily. I only do one class a week at the studio now, just because I'm really kicked off with the yoga live group, which I set up 4 months ago now. And that's fabulous, because it means that I can chat to so many other women and so many other women can practice yoga at home. And so that's been over the last 4 months that I've really been throwing myself into that.
That's fantastic. So when you were in the UK, what were you doing for work before you got into yoga?
So I was a housekeeper.
Crazy.
It was a real, I loved the job. Most people would hate it, kind of being the stigma of being a cleaner, I guess. But I loved it. It was just a hotel 5 minutes down the road from me. The hours were casual. I was active all day. And I love cleaning. I find it so satisfying. I can look back and see it's all nice and clear. And so it just really ticked so many boxes for me. And because it was casual, I could do 5 hours a day and then go and teach when I had the option to teach. And it was just really nice and flexible. So I was doing that whilst teaching. And I loved it. I did that for 4 years, I think, which is crazy. But no, it was, I think it really helped me mentally to kind of, well, to see how important it is to look after myself physically. But also it was great because it gave me a sense of freedom that I didn't feel like I was pressured by anyone, or that I had to make someone else happy all the time, or try and keep up with regulations keep up with too many requests. It was nice because I'd get my sheet of work, I'd go ahead and go and work, and it was just really nice and flexible.
Oh, that's awesome. I just love hearing what people did before they got into business.
It's always so
fascinating, and answers are always so varied.
It is. I've heard from everyone else's as well. It is crazy how we kind of get to where we are now.
Absolutely. And did you always imagine yourself working for yourself?
Yes. Now that is something that I've always wanted to do. When I was in school, I did Avon with my mum, which was great. That was my first kind of taste of self-employment, I guess. And then in college, me and my friends set up a hoodie business where we just, you know, like the university hoodies, where you have it printed on. In college, there was nothing like that. And so we set up a business where it had your college embroidered on the hoodie. So simple, but that was fun. Yeah. And I loved that. And then ever since then, I'd been playing with different ideas of how to really work for myself and how to get creative with what I knew or what I loved and what other people needed. So always felt a pull towards being self-employed, but always been far too scared to do anything actually about it up until a year and a half ago.
Well, good on you for taking the leap. That's amazing.
Good on everyone else that does the same, because it's not easy.
But worth it, right? Worth it.
Absolutely worth it, more than anything.
Definitely. Now tell me a little bit about what you've learned over the last 18 months or so since you've started your business. I'm sure that there's like a billion things you've learned, but have there been any particularly big learnings that you've had?
Yes. So like I said, what haven't I learned? I feel as though my life changed so dramatically. But it's kind of like what I just said. I learned how hard business is. I think previous to starting my business, I'd excelled a lot of things, but I'd excelled at things that kind of had naturally been good at. And so everything had felt, you know, challenging, but nothing was horrendously difficult. And then starting business for myself, there were so many things I thought I knew when I really, really didn't know. And it really, what it boiled down to is my mindset, essentially. I thought I was strong. I thought I was resilient. I thought I could handle most things that came my way. I've moved overseas, moved away from my family members. I've lost my father, you know, all these things that I felt like I've been relatively resilient towards. And then starting the business, just really boiled it right down. It was almost like I'd started at level one again. It was really challenging. And found, that it really came down to my mindset and what I thought of myself and my abilities. And I realized that whilst it was so horrendously hard to begin with, and I think I struggled with this for the first 10 months to a year, really. It's only really started settling down over the last few months. But I've also realized how easy it is to overcome that mindset as long as you give yourself the opportunity to, and you actually try to overcome any mindset challenges. And so for the first kind of 10 months, I'd spend days feeling so anxious that I was moving forward in my business and I was actioning lots of things, but I felt bad about every single one, or I'd let doubt creep in and I felt that, you know, I was a bit trapped. Although I was doing stuff, I didn't feel any success. I didn't feel as though I was really achieving anything. And it really, really kind of brought everything down. It made everything feel a whole lot harder than necessary. Yeah. And so I recognized this through teaching and coaching every one of my clients. I was giving them all this advice and changing their lives and thinking, you've done so incredibly well. And then I start to realize, hey, why are you not doing this for yourself? You know, it's easy to help others. It's not so easy to look in, you know, at yourself. And so I started working with different coaches and mentors myself and getting more advice myself and building myself up. And the changes really came when I stopped and listened to what was going on in my head and stopped and listened to my body and was just able to put all the different strategies in place. And it's really made such a huge difference.
Yeah. So, so true. Mindset is literally everything when it comes to pretty much anything in life. Like if you're not working on growing as a person and figuring out, like you just said, like listening to yourself and listening to your body and acknowledging the thoughts that you're having, then you're just going to keep pushing through and wondering why you're battling with everything.
I know, exactly. That's it. It really does make such a difference. Oh, and hormones, I would say, is a massive thing I've learned in business. Is over the last few months, I have synced my workload to my hormones, and that has made a ridiculous difference. Yeah, because I think we ignore a lot about what's going on in our body, or we don't really know how to interpret what's going on in our body. And so I've got a friend who is a dietitian and she works with hormones. And I just been exploring my hormonal cycle. And so I started looking at what work I was doing within the different weeks and found that I was pushing myself to do the kind of the work that would work better if I was on my more confident weeks, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I started doing kind of the outreach or networking, all of those kind of things. I started scheduling that for the weeks where my hormones naturally favored more confidence. And then for the weeks where I need to do more of my financial stuff or more of my writing, then I would schedule it all the time where I'd naturally have a kind of a dip in energy and a dip in confidence. And that's been working really well, really well.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Mm. I definitely need to learn some more about that. That's incredible.
Totally recommend.
because I mean, I do agree with, you know, going with the flows of your emotions and how you're feeling and honoring yourself. Like if you're having a day when you're not feeling particularly energetic and bubbly and wanting to show up on video or Instagram or whatever, then like yeah. just don't. Like, you don't have to push through those things. But yeah, I think that's a really cool, really cool tool to have. If you actually can understand better the flow of your hormones, that that would definitely help in business. Fascinating.
Exactly. Really recommend it.
Amazing, amazing. So what would you say are some of the biggest wins that you've had? Like, what's been a real highlight for you over the last 18 months in terms of your own personal achievements and business achievements?
Well, I would say everything that I said in terms of what I've learned has been massive, because it's helped me to be far more grateful for my life. It's been everything that I've learned in mindset, I feel, is preparing me for bigger and potentially scarier things to come. And so I'm just massive win when it comes to that is just having the open mind to accept anything that comes my way. So it's helped me just feel a whole lot happier, really. And within business, I think massive wins are I've got gained partnerships with Christchurch District Health Board, with DVNZ, with Synergy Health, and they've all been
incredible.
Massive things, yeah, that have helped me to see that actually what I have to offer might be pretty good or might actually really help people. And so it's helped with that kind of confidence side of things. And yeah, just hearing from all the ladies in the group and all the ladies that I teach how much difference yoga has really made to their sleep, to their stress levels, to their other workouts, they're just hearing their experience with yoga is incredible. And I think anyone that practices yoga with anyone is amazing. And if they like the way I teach, then amazing. But as I'm love to hear that people practice yoga or people practice mindfulness in some way. And it just, it makes me feel all golden inside that, you know, women are able to put self-care somewhere on their list and they're able to actually keep that in their mind. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with the, you know, in terms of wanting people to embody what you're teaching. Obviously, it'd be great if they come to you, but if they don't, then you still are so passionate about it that you're like, just go and find some way, shape, or form to complete yoga, whatever works for you.
That's it.
And yeah, just live and breathe it. I love that.
More than anything. And I mean, I've started getting into dance, which is really cool. Yoga is my job and I love it too. And I practice myself, but I always like to try lots of new things. And so same with every single woman that I meet, some women don't like yoga, you know, it's just not what their bodies are made for. But they always typically most women I chat to have found some other form of looking after themselves. And so just whenever I'm able to hear someone is taking care of themselves and putting that self-care on the top of the list, that's a win for me, because the world is a happier place.
Definitely. And I guess you said moving your body is really important, and finding something that you enjoy. What sort of dancing are you doing?
Oh, it's just, I just go, well, I used to dance and do jazz and modern and ballet and all that kind of stuff. And I've always wanted to get back into, I suppose it's more hip-hop street dancing, but always been too nervous to actually go to a class. And so I actually just went online and looked for some dance tutorials and did, is it Sierra's Level Up? And it's just other dance tutorials. So I give them a go and it just makes it feel sassy and fun. And I've been loving them.
I love it. A few years ago I wanted to do some dancing as well. It was on my bucket list in 2015, so I like told some friends, and I had a bunch of girlfriends who were like, yeah, we're keen as well. So we went and found a dance studio up in Auckland and started taking hip-hop burlesque classes. And it was the funniest thing. Great workout, but honestly the dance itself, and it was like, I'm totally taking ownership of it being how it was, but for me personally it was like, this is like not sexy enough for the dance for the bedroom and not cool enough for the dance floor, so I have no idea when I will ever use any of these moves.
No. There's no in between. It's just a mix.
I mean, the teacher was phenomenal. She was incredible. Yeah. But I was just like, I am like a fish out of water right now and I look ridiculous. But holy shit, it was fun. It was so good.
I imagine. I'd love to give it a go and see what I thought. Yeah.
We'll have to look for some like classes down here and see if there's anything in Christchurch that offers something a little bit alternative, such as the hip hop burlesque.
Yeah, I mean, even burlesque studio would be cool, I think.
A few girls down here do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things that I've done recently with my NLP training was that they were talking about, you know, the importance for women for embodying their feminine and, you know, learning how to move their body and in sync with who they are and that kind of real feminine energy. So, you know, burlesque is like stellar for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. I'd love to give it a go.
All right, let's get some girls together and let's organize it. If anyone's listening to this episode and is keen to get into some burlesque, like hit me up and we'll organize a group class. I'm sure that we can rally together enough people and head along to one of the local places.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. Let's do it.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, now I wanted to ask you a little bit more about Yoga Live. So this is obviously I'm kind of sort of familiar with it, but it's like an online yoga class. And so are they like particular times of the week, or are they at anyone's own time? Like how does that work?
Yeah, so I jump on 3 times a week for 20-minute sessions. And so they're on Tuesday mornings, Wednesday night, and Thursday afternoon. But if you can't make it, then they're all on replay and they're all uploaded. Okay. They're added into the library. And it's essentially a community of women practicing yoga at home with myself. So it's kind of ticks all the boxes for me as a student, because whilst I love going to classes, I am a massive homebody and I love staying at home. And I always struggled to want to go into a studio, although I'd feel amazing afterwards. I'd always feel far more comfortable practicing at home. And so Yoga Live, it gives the opportunity to feel like you actually go into a regular yoga class, but you've got the freedom of just doing it at home, which is amazing. So you can roll out of bed, be in your PJs and do your 20-minute session with me whilst you've got, you know, last night's makeup on and your hair's all a mess. And it really doesn't matter, because you're doing it at home in a place where you feel comfortable. And it just means we're able to get our mental health right at the top at the start of the day. You know, you can get it to a level that means you're able to live your day with far more confidence, more productivity. And there's so many women in the group that already say they feel so much calmer, so much more capable to handle all the stuff that comes their way after just a 20-minute session. And so that's what I was kind of wanting to gain. That was my main aim for the women, is to give them accessible ways to look after themselves, to handle the day. And it's $10 a month. So it's pittance, really.
An absolute no-brainer, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is far too cheap, Helen. Like, I'm just putting that out there.
Oh, I know. Not the first to tell me that. But
yeah.
I've made up a million different things. And for me, it's the ability to be able to offer it to as many women as possible. And if I've got my costs covered, and the ladies, they're getting their value, then that's all that matters, really.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, crazy. I do hope that at some point in the future that you do increase that price. But for now, if any ladies are wanting to get in, I would recommend it.
Exactly, it may increase, but now's the best time to get into it. It's $10 a month.
Yeah, I did a similar thing. One of the girls I had on the podcast a little while ago, Kate Taylor, is a stylist, and she's got this like annual styling membership for her community, and it's like it was a pittance. It was like similar. It was like $100 a year or something, and I was like, holy moly, the amount of value that she was giving in that group. I was exactly the same. I was like, put your prices up. But if anyone's listening, you want to get in there first. So I'm going to be keeping in Helen's ear, everyone, FYI. So join now and lock in the cheap $10 price.
Absolutely. It's going to change. It may change very soon. So
exactly. Yeah, definitely. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so tell us, obviously, I know that you embody your yoga in the mornings and that type of thing, but what does a typical day look like for you?
Well, it really varies. And so on the days where I've got I suppose, normal work hours where I've got a class in the afternoon or in the evening, then I'll wake up, I'll usually read, I'll make breakfast whilst reading, and then I'll go and get ready, do my makeup and whatnot whilst listening to an audiobook, typically. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, I've been mixing what I read and what I listen to between an educational, self-help, inspirational book and a fictional novel. And I love having that. So you can have two nice, distinct, you know, improve my life in some way, but then also love getting my imagination going and seeing a movie as such unfold in my mind. So I've been doing that. Yeah. And yeah, love, love, love that. It's almost like my way of being mindful in the morning. So I'm not waking up feeling stressed and letting all my thoughts take over. It helps me to slowly get into the day and handle whatever's going to come my way, really.
Yeah.
And then I will meditate for the time that I've got left. So whether that's 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, I'll just spend some time doing that. And at the moment, I love an app called Buddhify. It's real simple. You just select a kind of a theme, and then it gives you 5 or 6 meditations, and you choose one of them. So I've been doing that along with a couple of other, I suppose, self-led meditations that I do. And then I get into the work, really. So usually on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'll do my 20-minute lives, and I'll do my corporate classes. I've got my lovely one-on-ones that I'll teach, and then all the behind-the-scenes stuff. So the fun stuff of replying to emails, of comments, doing my marketing, finances, writing, networking, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I make sure, because if I don't do this, I'm exhausted, but I make sure that when my partner gets home, I check out at 5. It's the most I'll push it to 6 because I've got something that I really need to do, but I will always check out so I feel like I've still got some of my evening. And if I find I either don't do that or I don't meditate, then it's really tricky to get on track in a positive way for my day, because I'll either let the doubts creep in, or I'll let my emotions get the better of me, or just generally the anxiety kicks in and I can't settle very well. But if I do even just spend 5 minutes meditating, then my productivity goes way up. I'm able to stay focused so much more, and it's far easier to be happy and grateful than it is to be doubtful and negative. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Sounds like a brilliant way to spend the day.
Well, often it is. And then I think I'm fortunate that I've got my partner's cousin living with us, and she works from home too. So we've kind of got our own work buddies at home, which is really nice. But before she was here, I spent a lot of the day by myself, and I would always try and schedule in time to have coffees with other people, because I would get stir crazy when I was by myself. Yep. And and it was all just a little bit too much. And I used to be, well, for the 2 years prior to starting my business, I was in the sales job. And so talking to people all day, every day, had a big team around me. And so it was a really big contrast going to work completely by myself. And so whilst it's nice because I've got, you know, the complete freedom to do what I want when I want, it can feel very stifling at the same time, and it's just totally you. And that's got its own kind of fear factor as well.
Yes. Now, what advice would you give past self if you knew then what you know now?
So it probably goes hand in hand with what I just said about working by myself, really, is, well, it's good. I can stay on track quite well. What I'd tell myself is don't work so hard. I've always got to remind myself that Rome really wasn't built in a day, and that I can stress for 24 hours a day and still get the same result as if I took my time and just enjoyed it. And I've always got to remind myself, and this is what I say to myself last year ago, is that things take time and to enjoy every little bit of it. Because I think even the hard bits, even the bits that felt difficult, that felt really, that just felt like they were too much to bear, they've made me into a much stronger and more resilient person. And so if I'd given myself the opportunity to enjoy that feeling and just be in, you know, just to experience it rather than feel squashed by it, then it would make such a big difference. Mm-hmm. And the massive thing I've learned over the last couple of years is patience and faith. And without listening to myself and without going through the difficulties of business, there is no way that I'd be able to have built up that patience and that faith and to be able to live in as much gratitude as possible. And so, yeah, I would definitely say don't work so hard. Enjoy all and remember patience and have faith and it will all come together.
Absolutely solid advice, and I think a lot of people could probably take that on right now. I think it's such good advice,
and I mean it's something I'm having to remind myself of every day. You know, it doesn't come easy, but it definitely makes life a whole lot more fun and enjoyable if I'm able just to slow down and say, you know, have some patience, have some faith, and enjoy it.
Definitely, definitely. And I think that's, I mean, that's probably one thing that a lot of girl bosses are guilty of doing is putting so much pressure on ourselves and having these such high expectations of outcomes and the speed in which things should happen. But, you know, as long as you just keep putting one foot in front of the other and you kind of keep up your consistency and just keep believing and having that faith in the universe that it's coming. That it the universe will deliver when it delivers. And it's not up to us to expect it to be at a particular time. And obviously not to beat ourselves up when things don't happen as quickly, because I personally know that I've been very, very guilty of that many times. The amount of times that I've wanted to quit something, and you know, just be like, oh, this is it, I'm gonna throw in the towel, and then you're like, nope, okay, and you push through, and then how quickly things can turn around from that as well. And to just your mindset, if you kind of start feeling proud of yourself for having that resilience and for sticking it out, and things always work out, and it's always a learning. I think that everything, the whole journey, you learn new exciting things. So exactly. I love that part about it, Beezus.
Yeah, that's it. And it's, I think a massive thing that I have learned is, like you said, the universe brings you what you need in the right time. And so to stop pushing against that, to stop working so hard, stop pushing against that, and just to accept what is going on, accept that you're feeling, accept that it's not going as quickly as you want, accept that you've got a beautiful number of followers, or you accept that you're in this financial situation right now, is that you're able to accept what it is that's going on. It's you take pressure off yourself and you say, okay, this is what's happening. You know, it might not be exactly what I dreamed of or exactly what I'd imagined, but nothing ever is. You know, it's got so many other, you know, gray areas in between. But if you're able just to stop and say, wow, you know, I'm accepting this as it is, it just massively takes the stress off and the pressure off and helps you to enjoy what's actually around you.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I've heard a few times, but it was reiterated to me recently, and that was that the universe gives us what we need, not what we want. So, you know, sometimes what we want is what we need as well, but the universe is going to deliver things along the way that maybe don't align with what we're like really, really wanting. But everything serves a bigger purpose. And if you just keep pushing through, then, and, you know, showing the universe that you're deserving of all these things that you want, then, you know, that's when it starts to all come into fruition. And yeah, it's a beautiful journey. And I love the gratitude thing as well. I think for me, I know that made a huge impact in my life. Just starting the day with those gratitude, you know, three things that I'm grateful for every single day. Total game changer.
Really, really is. Yeah, literally, as you said, saying three things, I do that. I'll say three things and I'll put my feet on the floor as I get out of bed and I say thank you. And it really does help to, you know, to shift anything, and helps you to get a focus on your day in a positive way. And it's so simple. It's not as if we have to go and run a marathon every day, you know. It's mentally saying three things and saying thank you, and it's such a positive thing that is the most minimal amount of effort.
Yeah, definitely. No, I love it. Yeah. Now, I just want to know a little bit about what's in store for Helen and for Yoga Live and anything else that you've got in the works at the moment. Is there anything that we should keep an eye out for except for that price hike that everyone is going to be mm-hmm. jumping in now so that they can get another $10 a month?
Yes. Well, I'm actually developing a VIP membership within Yoga Live. So it's Yoga Live, the sessions with the private Facebook mm-hmm. group, but the VIP membership is going to have monthly workshops as well, which is all about building Ooh. That resilience. It's all about helping us to build self-care into our day, really. And mm-hmm. they're going to have monthly, yeah. either in-person or virtual workshops. That's exciting. Just developing that at the moment. And in the very near future, I have a fabulous yoga challenge that's kicking off in June, and it's sponsored by QT for You. They're given a luxury package of one of their Bell supplements and their Bell on Call as well. So for one amazing mm-hmm. winner of the challenge within the Yoga Live group, they're going to win that, which is really cool. Also, I'm meeting with an investor soon, so we'll be talking to him.
Exciting.
About where we could see Yoga Live going and seeing if it can build mm-hmm. anything new and anything bigger potentially. And also have a beautiful guest teacher called Stacey Cox, who's a kids yoga teacher, and she's coming in, she's doing a session in the Yoga Live group this week for all my ladies with babies. So that'll be fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing. Lots of exciting things in the works.
Mm-hmm. Lots of things to look forward to. Lots of things to be terrified of as well, but lots of things to be Yeah.
I love it. If you're not scared, you're not growing. So go be scared.
That's it. Exactly. And this is what I always think is I'm trying to turn any kind of nerves or fear into excitement and to turn it on its head. Mm-hmm. Right, so I'm feeling this fear. So why am I feeling this fear? Am I worried that it's not going to reach my expectations? Again, then take it back to, okay, now I accept what's going on right now. I accept that I'm feeling this way.
Yeah,
it just shows that I'm mm-hmm. able and really willing to give this a good go. And so it just, whilst it's scary, it also feels good at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. And I like what you say about the fear and the excitement things. It's our body presents both the feelings of fear and excitement are actually identical within our body, those same sensations and those same feelings. So whenever I find myself being fearful, I just tell myself that I'm actually just really excited.
Yeah.
And that those feelings, they're not fear, it's excitement, because they are, physiologically presenting themselves in an identical manner.
Mm-hmm.
So my brain's just confused and mm-hmm. it's actually that I'm excited and that it's going to be awesome.
Exactly. So that's exactly what I've been doing. And it's hard work though, isn't it? Sometimes recognizing that, and also recognizing that within the first few moments of experiencing those intense emotions or intense physical feelings, it's that recognition and that awareness of that is sometimes the really important thing. As soon as you do notice it and you're able to say, well, okay, body, can I just take this down a moment and let's try and settle a little bit? And then, say to your mind, no, that's actually excitement. You've got beautiful things coming your way. And so see it that way rather than you've got terrifying things coming your way, because nothing in the future has happened yet. And we've got a choice as to how we interpret everything that's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And I think that, a lot of people have asked me, in terms of how do I do that? The biggest thing is just acknowledge, like you said, acknowledgement, just learning to just acknowledge those feelings when they're happening and not putting so much pressure on any outcome whatsoever, whether it being good or bad, but just picking up those feelings and thinking about them a little bit more. Cause I think that definitely helps with the whole mindfulness process and helps ground you and slow things down. And I mean, look what you've achieved in 18 months.
it's
amazing.
I've recently just started a success journal, and so before I'd kind of pass that off and say, I've still got those really long way to go, saying that now, it's almost like I would pat myself on the back and say, do you know what, I have actually achieved quite a bit, and it's something to be proud of.
Yes, you have. Definitely.
So, yeah, I'm proud of where I've come, and I'm excited to see what will happen.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, and I'm sure that all of our listeners will be excited as well, because what I'm going to be doing is in 12 months' time, I want to start getting on the people that I've had on the beginning of this year just to see where you guys are at, because I think it'll be a little bit like an anniversary diaries, and we can talk about what we discussed now and see how far you've come.
Yeah, that's such a great idea. Awesome. I love that. When you can see kind of transformation. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The transformation series is going to be incredible.
Yes. What a great name. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Helen, how will people get a hold of you? Obviously, we've mentioned Yoga Live a number of occasions, but where will people find you on your website and your Instagram and Facebook? What are all your handles and your extensions and your
all of
URLs?
Well, they're all exactly the same except Instagram. So if you want to find me, just Google Helen Shan India. So Shan is S-I-A-N. Mm-hmm. And funnily enough, a lot of people will say, Helen's in India. What is that? Like, no. It's Helen Shan India. Anything, if you Google search that, then that's pretty much everywhere you'll find me is Helen Shan India. Other than Instagram, which is Sweet Spot Helen.
Yep.
So Sweet Spot Helen with full stops in between each word. And you will find me lurking around the internet with those. Yeah.
Fantastic. And Yoga Live, is that under Helen Chan India as well, or has that got its own web address?
No, it is indeed. It's part of the website, and everything you can find is on there. The group itself is a private group on Facebook, but if you go onto my Facebook, you can find details on there, and it'll send you through to my website, and everything you need to know is on there.
Fantastic. And as always, I will put all of your contact details in the show notes. So if anyone is driving right now and can't write those down, then when they've stopped and they're in a safe place, they can have a look at the show notes and click through from there.
Good advice. Oh, and I forgot to say that if you sign up before May the 31st, which I know is only about four, five days away from today, we have got a beautiful welcome gift of a mantra necklace, which I'm slightly jealous of. I have to try and keep one myself, but it's a beautiful necklace as a welcome gift. So if you do sign up before 31st of May, then you receive one of them as well.
Before 31st of May, I will put that in the notes as well. And I will definitely have to get this episode published today now because we have got a deadline.
We've got a deadline now. It's urgency with it. Yeah.
I did say that I was, so you're okay.
Exactly.
Awesome, Helen. Hey, well, it was so lovely to chat to you as always. Mm-hmm. And thank you for taking some time out of your day to have a yarn.
Yeah, and thank you for having me. It was lovely chatting. Love talking about it.
No worries. And definitely. And we will I will no doubt see you again very soon, but we will chat to you again on the podcast in 12 months' time.
Yes, the transformation series.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks, Helen.
Thanks, Carly. Bye.
I really hope you enjoyed that chat with Helen as much as I did. As we were chatting about on the episode, you can find Helen online at Sweet Spot Helen, which is at sweet.spot.helen on Instagram. And if you just search Helen Shan India into Google, you will find her website, her Facebook account. Every medium that she is located is all under that name, and as it's so unique, it is super duper easy to find her. So I will also pop the description or the spelling of that in the show notes, so it's really easy for you guys to find her. Don't forget, Helen's Yoga Live is currently a $10 a month subscription for 3 live yoga sessions every single week, and you also get to watch any of the replays that are in that private Facebook group. This is an absolute steal, and I am going to be bugging her hard to get that price increase. So if this is something of interest to you, I would highly recommend jumping on, locking in that crazy low price now, and making movements towards creating a better, healthier version of you.
I hope you have a fantastic week and I will talk to you soon. Now, it is absolutely not too late to get your tickets to either the Auckland or Wellington Girl Boss Chat Series events, which are happening on the 19th of June in Auckland and the 24th of June in Wellington. The events have got some incredible speakers lined up and are such a fantastic opportunity to meet like-minded girl bosses, to have a glass of wine, have some nibbles, and basically just meet new friends. The evening is super inspirational and the speakers will impress the socks off of you. Grab your tickets at www.businessbuildhers.com/events. I would absolutely love you forever if you would head over and leave a review for the podcast. 5 stars would be amazing, with some feedback on how much you are getting from these podcasts and how much you're enjoying listening to the incredible women who have been featured so far. I can't wait to bring you more episodes. This is absolutely one of the most fun parts of my week. And I can't wait to bring you another episode on Monday. So until then, have an incredible week.